Fisherman's Energy won a $47 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy, even though the project to build a small wind farm off the Atlantic City coast is currently blocked by New Jersey regulators. Dan Cohen is Fisherman's president.
We would hope that the Board of Public Utilities would reverse their decision, finalize the price for the electricity with Fisherman's Energy very quickly in negotiations so that we could proceed with construction and be the first offshore wind farm off of New Jersey and likely in America.
The Board of Public Utilities says it cannot comment on the project, citing an appeal of its decision filed by Fisherman's just days before the grant was awarded. According to state filings, the board has voiced concern about the financial viability of the $188 million project.
This is a huge difference maker.
Doug O'Malley is the director with Environment New Jersey, which supports the wind farm project. The five wind turbines, about 3 miles offshore, would test the waters for future wind development even further out. O'Malley hopes the Department of Energy grant forces the state to reconsider.
We were poised to be a leader. Today, nearly 4 years later, we're a laggard. And that's because New Jersey and the governor has continued to drag his feet.
Fisherman's Energy says the wind farm could be fully operational by 2016 if the Board of Public Utilities reverses its decision soon. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.